13. Project Cinderella. We take a break from the wash to search the house for material. The living room curtains, I say. They're platinum. They're more of a silver, Cinderella says. Is there really a difference? Honestly, I can't tell. The curtains are perfect. It'll be just like in The Sound of Music when Maria makes the kids' clothes. I can't dismantle the curtains, Cinderella says. Betty would notice. Is there anything else silverish that she has and won't miss? I ask. I think she might have some extra tablecloths, Cinderella says. Let's look in the closet. We trudge over to the closet and find a stack. This one isn't bad, I say. It's not exactly silver, it's more gray, but we can accessorize. But we still need to finish the wash, Cinderella says. We'll finish the wash, I say. You make the clothes. I'll be in the attic, she says. Wish me luck. I peek into the room 10 minutes later. How's it going? Great, she says from under the gray tablecloth. Did you sketch it out? No. Should I? I think that's what designers do. I'm not really good at drawing, she says, so I just started cutting. Okay, I say. She probably knows more about this dress stuff than I do. What should we do next? Can you make the beds? That I can definitely do. Unlike my brother, I make my own bed every morning. Since Betty and the stepsisters have gone to visit friends, I know, they have friends? I'm shocked too. I take my time making their beds and snooping through their stuff. Kayla has Jordan plus Kayla written in hearts all over her notebooks. I'd feel bad for her if she wasn't so mean. I go back downstairs and find Jonah reading the newspaper at the kitchen table. And by the newspaper, I mean the comics. Let's go, I say. Guess what I found, he says. Big Nate? No, but there is a comic strip called Big Tate. Do you think they're related? Maybe. Come on, we have to make the beds. Wait, I found something else you're going to like. He flips the pages back. Look! Apartment in private home for rent. 33 Slipper Street. Cozy. 600 square feet. Private bathroom, big kitchen, and big windows. Ground floor. Great light. Wonderful location near shops and palace. No pets. $100 per month. Isn't this perfect for Cinderella? He says. It's on Slipper Street. I think that's a sign. And no pets. She's allergic to pets. Rent is so cheap in Flume, I say. That's amazing. We clomp up the stairs to tell her the news. Sounds heavenly, she says. I look around the room. All I see is a heap of tablecloth. How's it going? I ask, a little concerned. But she looks pretty intent, so I guess that's a good sign. Great. I'm a natural. I'll probably need another hour or so, though. Let us know if we can help. Good luck. An hour later. Cinderella? How are you doing in there? Wonderful. I need another hour. Do you think you could start dinner? Maybe make a chicken Caesar salad? We have leftover chicken from last night. I don't know how to make Caesar salad, I say. Can't we just order a pizza? Jonah asks. The cookbook is on the counter. It tells you how to make the dressing, Cinderella calls out. Oh, okay. How hard can it be? We follow the recipe. We mince, we chop, we whisk, we finish the dressing. Then we make the salad. This was easier than I thought, I say, munching on some loose lettuce. And who knew? Cooking is fun. Cookbooks make it so much easier, though. Cinderella has the official Flume cookbook. There's a section on stew. There's a section on pizza. There's a section on something called King's Lignans, a Flume specialty, which calls for rice, shark fin, olives, and pineapple, which I never, ever want to try. There is also a section on desserts, chocolate chip cookies, lemon meringue pie, white chocolate cake. Yum. When all the prep is done, we go back upstairs. I knock and call from the hallway. Cinderella, you still there? How's it going? All done, she says. I'm just trying it on. Come in. I can't wait to see it, I squeal. Here I come. She steps out from the closet and cheers. Ta-da! Oh. Oh, no. It is not good. It is not good at all. The edges are jagged. The sleeves are uneven. There are random slashes in places that shouldn't have slashes. It looks about 7 sizes too big. She looks like the bride of Frankenstein. She pirouettes. Is it gorgeous? This was easier than I thought. Jonah tugs at my arm. That's what you said about making the Caesar salad. Very true. Except the Caesar salad actually looks like Caesar salad. This dress does not look like the dress she wore to the ball. It doesn't look like a dress at all. It looks like a tablecloth that got attacked by a class of preschoolers with scissors. Cinderella does another twirl. I'll make you a pair of undies with the leftover material. Thanks, but no thanks. Cinderella, I don't know how to tell you this, but... Her face falls. What? I sigh. You really need a mirror in here.